day of job cuts in the public sector. 565 jobs are going at the Ministry of Education and 447 jobs at Oranga Tamariki. Karen Chua is the Minister for Children, of course, in charge of Oranga Tamariki and is with us now. Hey, Karen.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Very good, thank you. None of these jobs are in the front line, are they?
Yeah, no, absolutely none of these roles are frontline. Frontline was out of scope for this restructure. We need to make sure that our frontline is actually resourced with the tools they need to be doing their jobs. And that's what part of this restructure is about, making sure that we are not spending money in back office where it could be better put to the frontline services.
So are you absolutely confident it's not going to impact Oranga Tamariki's ability to actually look after kiddies?
This decision-making is based around wanting to really make sure that Oranga Tamariki is getting their core role correct, and that is the care and protection of our young people, refocusing what they are actually there for, and that is care and protection. And some of these roles, I really acknowledge that it's a difficult time for them, hearing that their roles may be disestablished, but we really need to focus on making sure that we're delivering in the front line, on the ground, where these young people need it the most.
Yeah. Karen, what are you guys aiming to do? Are you still hoping to cut back, which is the ACT Party policy, to the public service level of 2017?
What I want to make sure is that every role and every job is actually producing a good outcome for our young people. And that's the focus right now. Okay. Could we be putting this funding towards a better goal and towards a better outcome for our young people? Our ultimate goal is to make sure that the decision making and the resources are more closer to the front line, closer to the community that understands the needs of these young people. No point in the decision making being made in the back office where they may not necessarily know what the needs of a particular young person is.
Yeah.
When we've got community organisations that really do understand the needs of the young people on the ground.
Hey, are you going to comply with the summons of the Waitangi Tribunal and front up to explain why you want to remove Section 7AA from the law?
That's actually something that I can't comment on at the moment, and I'll be happy
why
to
not?
Talk to that more when I can. This may be part of a judicial process, so I'd rather not make any comments on that particular
topic
right now.
Does that actually preclude you, if it's part of a judicial process and it's in the civil courts, does it preclude you from talking about it?
I'd rather just leave that to make sure that the process is done well. And
You're going to fight this, though, aren't you, Karen?
It's not me personally. For me to make a statement on that, I can't really comment on that topic right now.
Okay. Hey, Karen, thanks very much. Really appreciate it. Karen Chua, Minister for Children. Just want to point out, if you didn't catch the start of the show, today Oranga Tamariki is cutting 447 staff, but since June last year, they hired 455 staff. So even if they do go through with the cuts that they're planning, they will still end up with more people working there tomorrow than were working there in June last year.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.